This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Would you rather receive a plant as a housewarming gift or a gift card for the value of said plant?
Right. Most people would probably take the gift card, but but gift cards are such a thoughtless gift in my mind. They are. I feel like a plant is very appropriate for a housewarming party. A gift card says, we thought nothing of you.
Do you just want me to fake it? Do you just want me to be like,
yeah,
is that a succulent?
I've been waiting for one
what?
Of those.
I hope somebody brings a succulent.
What I love now is that, thank you. What I love now is that Katie in between the breaks said she's going to give you a succulent. Anthony, I guess up top, was talking succulent.
He can't afford a succulent.
Talking Succulent's a great podcast name, by the way. And it seems like everyone you invite to the station for your housewarming party that doesn't exist yet is going to bring a succulent, and I'm pumped.
Ooh, Jared saying, have him get a brisket so you can smoke it. Yeah. Can you get me meat?
Can you get me a meat
instead of a succulent?
That might make you cry with happiness.
Yeah.
You might be like, he finally gets me.
Like a nice a $75 brisket could really get me there.
$75 brisket?
Yeah. I mean, don't give me the little $45 briskets. That's the ass end of the brisket. That's a very small brisket.
Does it give me like an all-access pass to the sauna in your house, too? Or what's going on there? A $75 brisket.
But you want to spend a night with my wife as well? Jeez, trying to elbow in on a lot here, aren't we,
Peterlin? Big, massive humans. Expensive brisket that you just had me getting.
Not going to happen. Saying, if it's a woman, she wants both. A guy wants beer. Yeah, but $45 of Coors Banquet. I don't think you're buying me that.
I don't think so either.
I think that's two 12-packs of the little bottles. Actually, it might be three of those and a sixer.
I'd probably stop and just get you a rack of like Natty Light or something instead and then be like, and that's not even close to $45.
I'd rather take the succulent. Thank you very much. Danny saying depends on the plant. We also had somebody ask, a weed plant? We're not drug dealers here, dog.
We live in an up-and-up society.
I just love the idea of you coming to my housewarming party, and it just reeks of weed because we've got like six weed plants of just people being like, it's legal now. Here's some ganj. Holy cannoli!
People go to to your backyard and they find the spot where you should be growing them to, and they just set them
now,
in.
Now, you want to put this at about a 75 degree angle here. You really want the sun to really hit the buds right at a specific angle, and you know, and then you have to wait 6 months for it to you know, kind of ruminate, and then you'll be great.
Now, that would be the appropriate gift card as a gift card for your lighting bill after that.
Wah, wah.
I wasn't even going to say it myself, by the way. I was like, I put myself in this, and then you did the dirty move of just letting it sit, and I said, nope.
There have been three things today that I honestly could not have been more of a jerk on. The first one...
I like that we can power rank them, by the way. It's very nice.
The first one was, I think, when I jammed you up about your Peterlin pass for the Knicks, and I said, well, what if the Knicks win?
No, that was a reasonable one. That wasn't being a jerk. That was a reasonable
second pause.
In the discussion we were having, that was more than a reasonable question. It just, my bird brain hadn't thought about that in the slightest bit.
The second one is when I said you gave your sister a succulent.
Oh, no. I thought we were going for Nick Batty versus Nick Goody.
No, that was deserved. You deserved that.
Oh, so,
you deserved
okay, so
for that one to die on the vine.
One. Okay,
yeah.
All right.
And then whatever the last thing happened, because I've already forgotten it. Klaus saying, do you like houseplants? No?
No.
No?
That's
now, the problem
this is more
is,
about me wanting to fulfill the idea of being invited to a housewarming party and showing up with the houseplant. This is more about that.
The problem is, you'll ask me about it, and it'll be like, oh, it died.
A cool thing about succulents, they last a very long time, and you don't, they're low maintenance. So you're really set up for it to really shine for you.
Gene saying, why are you griping over a gift? They didn't have to give you anything.
Good point, Gene.
Gene, it's Friday.
Good point,
all
Gene.
Right? It's Friday. It's been a very long week here. Simmer down, Gene. I love you, but simmer down there. Also, real quick look at that Twitter poll, by the way. 75% of people saying they'd rather a gift card than a plant. That's... I hope somebody brings a succulent.
I agree. Go Cavs.
Good God. This has been fun. However, Aaron Rodgers, TMZ, the folks there caught up with him just this last week, and he gave his criteria for a new team.
When choosing a team, what is something you take into consideration? Like, what factors?
If they want you.
They want you. What else? Anything else? Like,
they got a good team.
Well, he's got to reserve something for McAfee, right?
So, in fairness, we were going to play this clip because JP and Jake were like, I think this weekend we can turn this into a good Browns topic. As if he said something actionable.
I literally read you as if
yeah,
I was like
I thought
a,
you were doing
as if
the
I was
dumb
a stenographer. I literally read you what he said. I said, if they want you, ... if they have a good team.
But you
and then,
never
and then
said,
I did.
And
I pitched the right topic.
He said.
Oh, yes, I did.
No,
100%
no.
Did. I said
it's
they caught up with him.
Clip.
I said, I don't even think McAfee can be mad
clip.
About it because he's talking to these guys, but he said nothing. But he did say something.
Oh, my God. Hey, what are you hoping for in a new job? Well, I hope they hire me, and I hope they pay me good money. All right, we nailed it. That's some analysis there by Aaron Rodgers.
No, but he did say good team. And I wondered whether or not the Browns actually even fit into that category.
I don't know.
Does this put the Browns on the board, or does it take them off for Aaron Rodgers?
It's a good topic. I don't know.
This is the fourth meanest thing you've done
sound.
For me today, by the way.
I don't know the sound.
I think the interviewer threw you off in a very interesting way.
Wait, what? The interviewer? What?
Yeah, the guy asking the question.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I didn't expect him to be English either. Not that I have a problem with that.
No, but it definitely threw you off.
But every guy that interviews people for TMZ sounds like some weirdo that's just hanging outside the bush anyways. But
it's because he was.
I don't even think you need to be a good team for Aaron Rodgers to want to go to you. I don't know how picky he's going to be. Like, if it's between, like, I think he actually makes a lot of sense for the Raiders, and that team's not good. So I think it is, are you going to let Aaron still be Aaron to some degree? Are you going to pay him enough money? And does he think he can make you better and make you?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Be competitive.
I don't know that he's going to come back to a team or come back to just any team in general if he is just going to wind out the clock.
Well, do you think the Raiders are a good team?
No, and that's why I would say I don't think he's going to end up with the Raiders.
That's interesting because that is one of the places he's been tied to. Listen, if you said, what's a more conducive environment to him winning next year, the Browns or the Raiders? I'd say the Browns.
Yeah, I would too.
And like Titans, people have pointed out he has a house in Tennessee.
The Titans because of the house, yeah. Not a reason why you go, but it's been looped into it.
Brian Callahan is a dead man walking. They've got a streak there of the GM gets fired, then the head coach. And if they don't take a quarterback, they're effectively saying, and we don't really care about Brian standing in that locker room either. So I don't think that's a better spot. I'm trying to think of other teams. He's clearly not going back to the Jets.
I do wonder, there was a thought going around whether or not he'd been blackballed basically by the NFL, where even he was going to search and look around for teams. He was going to make his pitches. He was going to do all that. And the NFL as a collective was just going to say, we've had enough of you, Aaron.
Somebody made a comp on that. Oh, gosh, what was it? Of a player that basically, I think it might have been the NFL. I think I might be having a stroke on air on this one.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I teed it up for
you. Was it Belichick?
Yes. Yeah, effectively.
That would make some sense.
But the difference is quarterback scarcity is much more concerning than head coach scarcity.
Yeah.
So I think he will. Like, if he wants to. Now, I think what's interesting is how the teams try and treat Aaron in the process like he's desperate. Like, do they try and say, well, no more McAfee, no more press, you're going to be here, basically do what the Jets try to do, where they instilled, like, this is the only way you're going to come back to the Jets, which I think was the Jets' way of saying, we know you're not going to do this, so you're going to leave anyways.
The first part of that answer sounded desperate. It's like, well, they want you. Second part of that answer sounded like Aaron Rodgers thinks he's got some leverage somewhere.
I think he does. I think the public perception, which is not a chance in hell, I don't think that's how most teams are thinking of it.
What about Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, that actually probably the one place that I think all the antics are probably too much for him. I think they're coming off the situation with Russ where there was already some drama with Russ. They're already risk adverse when it comes to big personalities. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger had his moments, but Ben was still in the height of his career and the beginning of the height of his career. I don't think Pittsburgh makes a lot of sense.
I mean, they have a way, and maybe not quarterback wise, but they have a way, at least with a bunch of wide receivers and a bunch of different players in recent memory, of taking guys that have been relatively problematic, and we don't really realize how problematic they are until they're away from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think the quarterback spot's different. And maybe I'm wrong on that, which is entirely possible. I actually think Aaron I know nobody's going to like this. I think Aaron, if you're trying to win next year, and if you're trying to keep Myles Garrett, I think Aaron makes a ton of sense. I'm not saying you're going to like it. I'm not going to say you're going to like him. And there's a part of me that's like, if he just wants to play for 1 year, what are we really doing here? But it's so funny, like, he's coming out of a spot where his handpicked OC was axed halfway through the season. The head coach got axed halfway through the season.
Yeah.
They didn't have a great offensive line there. Really strong defense. Breece Hall's a nice player. You do have Garrett Wilson. So there were some things there. But, I mean, obviously the situation in New York is as destitute as it can get. I look at Aaron Rodgers and Kirk Cousins more in the same camp of guys that people aren't really figuring out their value because they're just focusing on, well, Kirk got benched for Michael Penix and looked like crap for four games. while not looking at the offense he was playing in and not looking at the circumstances that led Aaron to maybe not be the best version of himself.
Yeah, but with Aaron here, it'd become the Aaron Rodgers show, and the Browns don't seem open to letting anyone really do that.
You and I talked about that. I don't think they're willing to do that for Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders.
Right, it's going to be a real topic that we get into as we dive closer and closer to the draft.
But if you're serious about this, goes back to if you're trying to sell me Daniel Jones is the best quarterback available. What you're really saying is you'd like a milquetoast, say-nothing, stand-for-nothing quarterback, non-threatening quarterback to Kevin Stefanski. Because if we're really talking about winning this year, it's Aaron Rodgers or it's Matt Stafford, and then it's everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, would it be Rodgers' show? And I just don't know that the Browns would ever let that happen.
At this point, if it was in the, if Aaron could guarantee me two more years, it might make me more likely to draft a quarterback this year, by the way, but if Aaron could guarantee me 2 years instead of one, and you want to win, and you want to keep Myles Garrett, that's probably your best path to do it. In case you missed it, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.